If you like us on Facebook, you get a bonus. You get a chance to win a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. So if you like us today on Facebook, you'll get your name put in a hat.
There you go. Good to have you back. Oh,
yeah.
Miss Jennifer was back in Memphis.
I was walking in Memphis this week.
Did you see him?
And it was,
it was actually Elvis week. I saw a lot of him. And all the stations were playing only Elvis music. But yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Had to go back and take care of Meemaw.
That's one of my favorite songs, though.
Yeah, mine too. I like that song. Yeah.
Which one?
Walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis.
Everyone and their brother seems to have sung that. Who's the original?
Mark Cohen.
Yeah,
Mark
that's
Cohen.
Right.
Interesting. All right. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to talk about your landscape or garden, a couple things to note. It is kind of misty out in a lot of parts, a little wet. Perfect time to put down pre-emergent.
Good time to do that. Yeah, we anytime as we get close to the first day of fall is a great time to do the pre-emergent thing. So we're getting, actually, that's only a month away.
Any place you don't want to plant a winter lawn.
Or your vegetable garden if you're going to grow things from seed. So any place you might be putting some seed down intentionally, wildflowers in the gravel, winter lawn, vegetable garden seed, don't use any pre-emergent now. It's too late. You'll inhibit your seed germination for those desirable things. But if you've got places that you aren't going to do anything, then it's a great time to do that.
It stops any seed in the ground from germinating.
Pretty much. I mean, there's obviously always exceptions to that, but generally, yes.
Boy, that does more for weed control in a desert landscape than anything. It beats a hula hoe all to heck.
It's sure a lot easier.
And very affordable. Man. I mean, it doesn't cost very much. There's granular, there's liquid. I mean, for the average lot in...
You know, the granules that cover about anywhere between 3 and 5,000 square feet, you're looking at $20 to $30.
Man.
So twice a year, most lots would only have about that much in area they'd want to prevent. You know, $50-$60 a year.
You're buying about 4 weekends worth of weeding.
And maybe a citation from code enforcement, whatever, yeah.
Talking with John J. Harper in the garden. Sorry, I lost track.
You had
track.
A question on air last week about 4 o'clocks.
You know what?
From Ash Fork.
From Ash Fork.
Yes.
I did. And I have some good information on that we'll do after after a few calls, a little follow-up segment. Right now, we'll go to Johnny in Tempe, who wants to talk about a fig tree. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. I have a white fig tree. It's about 6 years old now, and it has a lot of fruit on it, but the fruit is starting to dry up, and I know I'm giving it enough water. I don't know if it may be too much, though.
Well, yeah, white figs should have come off in July. Maybe, sometimes you'll get a couple, 3 crops beginning maybe the middle or end of June and then through the month of July, and by now what comes on or is on there is, if they do ripen, they're not going to get very big. And
right,
probably not going to ripen. So is this a young tree?
It's about 6 years old now.
And is historically just doesn't produce in time? It's always this late?
Well, no, it always has plenty of fruit, but it never seems to ripen enough. The fruit stays real hard. You know how it gets soft.
Do you know what variety it is?
I do not. I'm sorry. I do not.
Yeah, it's probably a varietal problem. There are some white. There's lots of different kinds of white figs, and some of them they're just too late for here, and they just won't ripen.
Now, I have a question on fig trees. Mine's looking a little weathered.
They look a little beat up with that great big leaf, and again, they're hard to get enough water to sometimes.
And I planted it about a year and a couple months ago, last spring of 12. With the freeze, it lost all its leaves, obviously. Is that normal?
They lose their leaves
deciduous?
Whether it freezes
they're generally
deciduous. They're deciduous.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it came back very strong, and they're real tiny, but, probably still a couple of years away from something good.
Right.
If they look a little rough right now because they're going to be losing their leaves because they're deciduous, do I need to worry about trying to get it
Well, it would be a good time to fertilize all of your fruit trees, deciduous, citrus. Labor Day is kind of the next big feeding time. So, hey, it's getting ready to rain. Besides pre-emergent, fertilizing wouldn't be a bad thing to consider this weekend. Any kind of fruit tree, citrus tree, that type of thing, kind of just to help them recover after the hot summer. Citrus will start flushing and are flushing new growth now anyway, so it doesn't hurt to give them a little bit of fertilizer to help recover. Your fig probably won't put on any new growth, but this feeding will help it push a lot of new growth this next spring. And don't worry too much about figs if you've got some burnt edges on the leaves. And, you know, with the wind and the heat and that great big leaf, you just get a little bit of that. But they do like lots of water.
Let's go to Hal in Phoenix, who's called in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Hal, you with us this morning?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've got mushrooms coming up in my yard.
All right.
What do I need to put down to do something with the soil?
Well, the first thing you might want to think about or ask is, when are you watering and how much are you watering? And, of course, with humidity and if you get some rain, we just have conditions that, you know, will grow certain types of fungi. You know, mushrooms are a fungus. Some people get slime molds. Some people get different things, and sometimes it comes up, you know, you get mushrooms. Removing them by hand is probably the first thing to do with a plastic garbage bag so you don't scatter the spores and they spread. So pull them by hand, put them right in a garbage bag. Don't mow them. Don't run over them with the mower and spread them around. And then probably some granular soil sulfur is as good a thing to use as a fungicide on a lawn for mushrooms as anything.
The dog takes them up. I don't have to take care of it. The dog finds them for me, and then I take them.
Okay. Just be careful of the dog scattering. That's the only thing you got to worry about is if the dog pulls them up and scatters them around. You know, and also some of those, make sure the dog isn't eating them. Some of those are, I'm not saying these are, and it takes somebody that knows what the heck they're doing to tell you, but some of them are poisonous, so...
Yeah, there's really only two spots in the yard that they grow, so.
Okay. And those are probably a little shadier or a little wetter for some reason, or it's not draining as well, so.
Underneath the ficus tree.
Okay.
The other question, Meyer's lemon bush.
Okay.
When would be the best time to cut it back?
Well, tell me why and what you mean by cutting it back.
Well, I cut the ones with the thorns on them. And just trimming it back where it's not working.
How big is it right now?
Meyer lemon doesn't get very big anyway. It's kind of a natural dwarf citrus. So, you know, it's going to be more like a little bush. Just shaping it, if you're going to shape it, you can do it just about any time you want, really. The things with thorns on them, as we had a caller earlier in the show, those are more than likely suckers coming off of the rootstock. It might be grafted onto a more dwarfing type rootstock like Flying Dragon, which has great big thorns on it. You might want to, you know, you can cut those off again. Anytime they occur, you ought to eliminate those because they're competing with the tree for water and nutrients.
Appreciate the call. If you'd like to get in, it's 1-888-767-4348. Just like Rich in Gold Canyon wants to talk about a sisu. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. I appreciate this segment of your show. I've got, hopefully you can answer two questions. One is a pressing one with a neighbor across the street who has very leggy cassias that are about 10 foot tall with a canopy at the top 3 foot probably, but the rest is all leggy. And he wanted to know if he can cut that back down at this time of year.
Well, this wouldn't be the best time, although with cassias, probably wouldn't hurt it too much. But ideally... the best time to trim a cassia is right after it's done blooming, because they bloom in the winter. And, you know, usually, you know, maybe late December, early January through about February, maybe into March. And as soon as they're done blooming, cut them way back. That does a couple of things. It will help the plant from being as leggy, but it also helps eliminate all of the seed pods. And cassias can get lots of, you know, papery, dry seed pods that can just don't look that great hanging all over the bush. So if he can wait, that'd be fine. This fall wouldn't be a bad time maybe to do a little bit of pruning and then do it heavy next year right after it blooms.
Okay, I'll pass that on to him. The other fellow I work with, I planted a sisu tree in a raised tree well, probably 3 foot tall, probably 10-foot diameter. And this tree was fantastic until it started pushing out the rock, the bricks that comprised the tree well. Mm-hmm. And he's getting roots all over the yard, heading for the sidewalk, heading for any kind of water. So he's taken the tree out, but these roots are still living, I guess. Is there a way to put some kind of systemic down that would get into the root system of this old sisu?
There's a product called Brush and Stump Killer made by Fertilome that you could apply to shoots that come up off of the roots, or you could, you know, recut the old stump and pour it onto that, or both probably in his case, and that should work for you.
Speaking of Fertilome, Shirley wrote in earlier and wanted to know where can she find Come and Get It in Tucson. Come and Get It, Ant Killer.
Right.
I know you know. I was just letting everyone else know that might not be familiar.
Yeah, it's a great ant killer. Takes right into the nest, kills the queen, so you eliminate the whole colony. Come and Get It. Fertilome products should be available at Rolito, Harlow's, Mesquite Valley, and Savano's, for sure. You know, it's just maybe get on the phone, and depending on what part of Tucson you live in.
And I know this is probably a hard question. What do y'all sell it for? It's like 18, 20 bucks?
It's in the $20 range.
Yeah, and it lasts a long
time. It doesn't take very much of
time.
It. Right.
I mean, we have ants every time it rains. I mean, the one thing you can count on where
it brings them up out of the ground.
Oh, man, the whole ground will just looks like it's moving. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it'll take 6 or 7 good rains for me to use an entire bottle. You just a little bit right on the hole where they're coming out. And
it comes in a new container. They've got it in a bag now with a little spout, a little shaker spout.
Perfect.
Kind of cool. If you get the new package, it's kind of cool.
You can also type in ants at rosieonthehouse.com for a huge variety of ant remedies, both professional, like Fertilome, and along with some good homegrown tips from
that we may or may not really recommend.